You're listening to Two Very Rare Bears by S.P. Bullock and G.S. Worth. Narrated by G.S. Worth.
Chapter 1. Churchill's is London's biggest and grandest department store. It is also one of the oldest, first opening its doors in 1887. Visitors flock from all over the world, enchanted by its spectacular design. It is 12 stories high to represent the 12 months of the year, with four giant turrets on the roof to represent the four seasons, and 365 windows, one for every day of the year. At the time it was built, it was one of the tallest buildings in the world. Churchill's prides itself on every item sold. It is especially famous for its toy department. Children and adults alike love the vast array of toys that are sold all year round. But during the build-up to Christmas, excitement reaches fever pitch, with customers eager to buy Churchill's famous Christmas goods. This year's festive theme is English royalty, and items have already been selling like hotcakes on pre-orders. One item, which always sells in great numbers, is the Churchill's famous doggy bear. Sir Austin Churchill, the store's founder, personally designed the doggy bear for his beloved wife, Catherine, who suffered from terrible allergies. She desperately wanted a dog, but found it impossible to own one. Her face swelled, her eyes bulged, and she itched all over in the company of dogs, and for that matter, anything with fur. So Sir Austin commissioned a delightful little teddy bear to be made in the style of a dog for his beloved wife, and now, more than 100 years later, it is still one of Churchill's most desirable, iconic, and popular toys. This year, all the doggy bears are to be named after royalty past and present. The factory that manufactures most of Churchill's soft toys is based in Shanghai, China. It is called the Jade Emperor Toy Company. Churchill's have used them for years because their attention to detail is second to none. At the factory, the workers were now preparing the order of 5,000 hand-stitched doggy bears. One of the company's most trusted employees was a lady called Ling Wei. She had worked there for many years, carefully sewing all of the bears together in a way few could match. She loved her job and always thought of the joy the bears she stitched together brought the children and adults alike, many, many miles away. She had not had children of her own, but had one day hoped to, and on her wrist she wore a rose quartz bracelet her mother had given her, in the hope it would bring her the children she wished for. She believed its healing properties and energy would bless her with little ones, but she had worn the bracelet for many years in vain. Today, just like any other day, she had stitched the doggy bears, dreaming as always. Ling Wei had decided to do some overtime, as money was tight at home since her father had become ill. It was late. She yawned and rubbed her eyes. It was time to go home for some sleep. But as she got up from her workstation, she accidentally caught her precious bracelet on the edge of a sewing machine, and it snapped. She was so tired, all she could do was watch as the little stones rolled across the table and bounced across the factory floor. "Oh no," she cried as she saw them pinging and bouncing in different directions. Quickly, she scrambled to the floor and began to gather the stones as best she could. Tears ran down her cheeks as she filled her pockets and thought of the children she longed for. Weary, she sat back on her chair. She wiped her eyes and stared at the two little doggy bears on the table in front of her. She read the names neatly sewn on their left feet. Harry was one little bear, and George was the other. She smiled at their little faces. "It's been a long day," she said, looking at Harry and George, as she rolled a couple of rose quartz stones between her fingers. Then a strange feeling came over her. Maybe she would never have the children she longed for, but these two little bears who sat in front of her seemed a little different from all the other bears. Quietly, she took two rose quartz stones from her pocket, and into each of the little bear's chest she securely sewed a stone, right where a little heart should beat. She smiled to herself and each little bear. "There you go, Harry and George. Now you have a heart, and will always love and be loved as you carry the power of the rose quartz crystal inside you," she said. Ling Wei felt a lightness in herself,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?